Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Selling Greenville, your favorite real estate podcast here in Greenville, South Carolina. I'm your host, as always, Stan McCune, realtor right here in Greenville, and you can find all of my contact information in the show notes. Need to reach out to me for any of your real estate needs. And please, if you enjoy the show, which I hope you enjoy it, if you don't enjoy it, let me know because I need to know that. But if you do enjoy it, let me know that as well by liking, subscribing, rating, reviewing, commenting, anything you can do on whatever platform you're using to watch or listen to this show on. Yes, you can watch it on YouTube, right? If you want to see my lovely face, it's on there. And by the way, this is a great episode to watch on YouTube because I'll be showing you guys a lot of data on here. This is going to be a great report, and it's not going to be dry data. I think you guys are going to be really interested in it because we're going to be talking about the impact of remodeling your house and remodeling specific spaces and how that affects the way you perceive your home, the way buyers perceive your home, all these different things. So I'd recommend that you do that on YouTube. And that's actually a great segue right into this, right? Because yeah, the National Association of Realtors, they produce this data, I believe, every year, but they recently came out with their 2025 home remodeling impact report, and I'm going to go ahead and share my screen so that you guys can see it. And this is a really useful report from a standpoint of just being able to have data from all over the country on how remodeling your house affects its value, its marketability, how much joy you have from it. And that's where we're going to start, right? I'm just going to do these in order, in terms of how they had these graphics laid out. They start with talking about the top joy score for remodeling projects. So this is just scale of 1 to 10. How much joy did remodeling different spaces affect you? And there's some surprising things on here. Now, I'm not going to go through every single thing. It would take me forever to do that. Again, if you're on YouTube, you can see everything that's on here, but I'll just say a few things. So the top three things were adding a primary bedroom suite. Now that's an interesting one to me because obviously if you don't have a primary suite, which in the past was called a master suite, we're kind of getting away from that terminology. If you didn't have it, it's not easy to add a primary suite, right? What I'm guessing people are doing is they're adding a bathroom onto a bedroom that is currently used as their primary and turning it into a primary suite. And yes, if you do that, absolutely, you're going to get a tremendous amount of joy out of that because you're not having to get up in the middle of the night to use the hallway bathroom, right? You can get up in the middle of the night and use the bathroom that's attached to your bedroom. That got a 10 out of 10. Kitchen upgrade, 10 out of 10. No brainer. Kitchens are spaces that we are using every single day for the most part. And it's not surprising that when you upgrade your kitchen, you do tend to like it. Of course, a lot of homes now are oriented around the kitchen, right? So it's also something that you're seeing even when you're not using it. And so no surprise, people get a lot of bang out of their buck upgrading their kitchen. Now, the one that's surprising, the only other 10 out of 10 on here was new roofing. And that surprised me, right? From the standpoint of having joy, because most people upgrade their roof once it's worn out, or when they have an insurance claim. And I would tend to think that they just kind of forget about it. But I guess from the standpoint of it just like when you pull up to your home, it just makes your home just have so much more better curb appeal having a new roof on there. That's the only thing that I can figure is that people get joy out of just pulling up to their home and seeing that new roof. Underneath that, bathroom renovation, kitchen renovation, painting a room, new wood flooring, et cetera, et cetera. A little surprised that basement conversion to living area only got an 8.8 out of 10, which was in the lower half of joy scores, at least insofar as they were recorded on here. I would think that you convert your basement into a living area, that that would bring you a tremendous amount of joy. It's not bringing people as much joy as you would think. And the lowest on the list was a garage door. So presumably, I'm assuming that that means people had a carport without a garage door, and they added the garage door, and that hasn't provided them a lot of joy. That, well, relative to the others, that's not hugely surprising, because a lot of people these days just use their garage for storage. You add that door, it doesn't add a whole lot of utility outside of now it's keeping your stuff private. Which, yeah, I'm not super shocked that that one didn't register super high. All right, top cost for top cost recovery for remodeling projects. In other words, you do these projects, how much can you expect to get back in return when you sell the home? This also had some interesting results from it. 100%, there's only one that got 100%. In other words, every dollar that they put into the home, they believe that they got back out of it, was a new steel front door. 100% of people that put on a new steel front door believes that they got back the money out of it that they put into it. I'm surprised by that. Underneath that, closet renovation got 83%. People, the a really nice custom closet does stand out to buyers, so that's not super surprising. A new fiberglass front door was the next one, 80%. So front doors. Now, you know, I wonder how much of this is that people are painting the front doors, you know, once they get new front doors. I don't know. It's very interesting. I mean, alternatively, a really beat up, banged up front door obviously is a terrible first impression when people are walking into a home. But color me surprised that I just don't expect, you know, replacing a front door to have that much impact, but people are reporting it has. Underneath that, new vinyl windows, underneath that, new wood windows. We come back again to basement conversion to living area. Now that one's higher. That one's right in the middle, basically, of this list, whereas on the joy score, it was lower. So the basement conversion might not bring you as much joy as it does to another person. Other people, it has more value to them than it seems to have for the homeowner. You know, I wonder if that's just because the homeowner just doesn't know what to do with it. They've never had this converted basement. Whereas a new buyer that walks in, they immediately have a vision for it, perhaps. Underneath that is attic conversion to living area. Don't see that a whole lot in Greenville, right? Most of our attics are not large enough to convert to living space, so that's not hugely common. Complete kitchen reno after that, minor kitchen upgrade. Those are both tied at 60%. New bathroom below that, new primary suite below that, and then bathroom reno below that at 50%. So interesting, in case you're wondering, how much bang for your buck do you get? According to self-reported things, your front door is really important, your closet, your windows. Like, those are the things that bring you the most bang for your buck. So think about that. Your front door, your closets being nice, and having new windows. Now, what are the top remodeling projects realtors recommend sellers do before selling? These are pretty intuitive, okay? 50% reported that they were told to paint the entire home. Yeah. A fresh coat of paint goes a long way. And it's not surprising that realtors are recommending that because, A, that's something that anyone can do, right? Anyone can paint. And you do get a lot of bang for your buck. Like, I mean, I can't tell you how many times I have a client, they walk. A buyer client, they walk into a house that's freshly painted. It just shows so much better than a home that's not freshly painted, especially if it has that new paint smell, right? They love that. It's kind of like that new car smell. Everyone loves that. Just below painting the entire home, which is hard. You know, obviously, if you've got a 3,000 square foot home, painting the entire home, that's hard. But the second thing on here is painting one interior room, okay? That makes sense, right? A lot of times there's like that teenager's bedroom that's like, you know, purple and orange for Clemson or something like that. It's just like, yeah, let's paint that room a neutral color. Below that at 37%, that was at 41%, the paint one interior room, 41% reported that realtors asked them to do that. 37% said realtors asked told them to do new roofing. Not shocking there, because if you've got a completely beat up, worn out roof, that's a problem, right? People are going to notice that. Inspectors are going to notice that. And more importantly, homeowners insurance companies are going to notice that. They're getting stricter and stricter. If your roof is over 10 years old, your homeowners insurance company might say that we're excluding this from your coverage. And for a lot of homeowners in Greenville and Spartanburg and Anderson, this entire metro area that we call the upstate of South Carolina, the primary concern with your homeowners insurance is making sure that roof is covered. So you don't want that excluded. Kitchen upgrade, 30% reported that agents told them to upgrade their kitchen, and bathroom renovation was 24%. Now, interestingly, before we looked at the top cost recovery for remodeling projects, the bathroom renovation was at the bottom of the list. Okay, only 50% felt like they recovered cost for their bathroom renovation. So that tells me that, well, there's a few different explanations for that, right? One is probably people are just spending too much on their bathroom reno, and bathroom renos can be expensive. Whereas we talked about front doors are cheap. So people probably assume, I replaced the front door, it cost me $2,000. I got that money back. Whereas the bathroom renovation, you might spend $15,000 on a hallway bathroom and not get, as much more for the house as you thought you were going to get. So you have to make some calculated decisions when you're doing something like that. Do not overimprove your home, right? The bathroom might need to be renovated, but you don't want to renovate it too nicely, if that makes sense, right? If you've got just a basic, $280,000 patio home in Simpsonville, you don't need to go into that bathroom with the sort of features and fixtures that you'd have in an $800,000 house in Simpsonville. It just doesn't make sense. A lot of people don't understand that. They don't have the self-control. They want to. When they finally get to do that renovation, they want to do it according to their dreams and what they've seen on Magnolia and HGTV and all those good things. And the end result is that you're not going to get dollar for dollar what you put into it if you do that. You need to make very calculated decisions if you're really concerned about what the ultimate increase in value is going to be. Once you do those updates. All right, next slide. The last 2 years, realtors have seen increased demand for 48% of realtors said kitchen upgrades. Okay. No surprise there. We've talked a lot about how buyers are picky right now. Buyers want their homes to be perfect. They want kitchens to be beautiful. They want them to be upgraded. Okay. 43% new roofing. Again, we just talked about that. That's more than just an aesthetics thing. That's now becoming a homeowner's insurance problem. Bathroom renovation, 35% have seen increased demand for bathroom renovation, similar to the kitchen upgrade. 32% seeing painting the interior of the home, increased demand there. And 26% seeing increased demand, the complete kitchen renovation, not merely a kitchen upgrade. So that's interesting. So this is why realtors are making these suggestions for upgrading these spaces is because they're seeing increased demand for these things. Primary reason for completing the remodeling project, first off, to upgrade worn out surfaces, finishes, and materials, that was 27%. To improve energy efficiency was 19%. We'll sell in the next 2 years, 18%. Time for a change, 18%. Add features and improve livability, 8%, modernize, 5%, just moved into the home, want to customize, 4%, or lastly, 1% to improve organization and storage. People are not, organization storage is important for me, but apparently that's typically not a primary reason for people completing a remodeling project. None of that is super surprising, and so I'm going to keep moving on. Impact of housing affordability on decision to remodel. 89% said housing affordability was not a factor to remodel. Okay. Now you might be wondering, why would that be a factor to remodel? Okay. Well, I actually just went through this a few years ago. My house was starting to be aged in terms of the way it looked, in terms of the color schemes, the granite, everything. And basically, it was like, are we going to dump 40, 50,000 into this home to remodel it, or are we going to move, right? Move into a house that has more what we're looking for. We decided to move. Now, housing affordability was a factor, right? That was a consideration. I have friends in New Jersey where I grew up. I still keep in touch with some of my high school friends. And I hear this from them that in New Jersey, it's so expensive to move. A lot of people are just remodeling, right? And they're adding on to their homes. They're doing all sorts of things to retrofit their homes so that they don't have to enter the housing market because they know they're not going to be able to afford anything. So, generally speaking, and again, this is national data, this isn't Greenville data. Generally speaking, on the national level, people aren't factoring that in super much. They're remodeling for other reasons. 5% said it was a factor and they don't want to move due to housing affordability. And 5% said it was a deciding factor. They cannot afford to move due to housing affordability. Okay, so interesting. How the project was paid for? 54% paid for it by means of an home equity loan or line of credit. 29% paid for their project using their savings, 10% on a credit card, 4% on another kind of type of loan, 3% from a gift, 3% financed for a remodel or a store. So the vast majority of people that are doing home remodeling projects are financing it in one way or another. And by far, the 54% that are financing it by means of a home equity loan or line of credit, that is by far the best way to do it. That's, going to be typically much lower interest than a credit card or another type of loan or financing through a store. Financing through a store, perhaps you might be able to get some kind of a sweetheart deal, but usually not. Only 29% are paying for it through savings. And I'm envious of the 3% that are paying through it for it by means of a gift. Like, what a great gift. Here's a kitchen remodel for Christmas. Maybe I'll do that for my kids if I come across gold on my property or something. I don't know. Who did the work? 29% hired a professional for 100% of the job. 24% completely did the job themselves, labor and purchased material. 24% hired the labor but purchased the materials. 22% contributed some DIY labor. And 1% had assistant shopping, but consumer did the labor. Okay, so the vast majority have some sort of help on some level or another. But you have, roughly 46% that are contributing either all or some of towards the project. Okay. But the majority are getting professional help on one level or another, with 29% having professional help the entire way around. Completed in time as planned. 31% said the project took more time than planned. 31% said less time than planned. Interesting. And 37% said about the same amount of time as planned. So this is pretty equal, right? Almost a third of the way. So basically, 68% of respondents said it took as much or even less time than they thought it would. So what this might be the result of is contractors have slowed down and they're being more punctual. And that's a good thing. We need contractors to be doing that. I don't want them to be slowing down, but I do like when they are on top of the ball and actually getting things done. The most important result of remodeling project, 28% said the most important result was better functionality and livability. 23% said beauty and aesthetics. That would be my wife. Very focused on that when it comes to our house projects. 23% said durable and long-lasting results, materials, and appliances. 15% said energy efficiencies slash green home. 5% better meets needs. 4% better resale. 3% adds more personality to home. So for the most part, people are remodeling. They're not really thinking about resale. And that's where you might want to consider talking to a realtor before you do a remodeling project. Don't waste their time, if you're not planning to sell anytime soon, but talk to a friend of yours and just say, hey, I'm thinking about doing this project. How much do you think that this will help my resale value? I know some people that have done things without asking me how it will help their resale value. And then later on, after they've done it, then they involve me in it. It's just like, it's not going to help you as much as you thought. So sometimes these sorts of things happen. But by far, better functionality, livability, beauty and aesthetics, and durable materials and appliances made up the vast majority of things in this list. Would you do the project the same way? 46% said absolutely, exactly the same way. So that's great. Almost half. 30% said a few different choices for materials, finishes, and/or appliances. Not bad. 23% said they would use a professional. And 1% said they spent money elsewhere. I'm interested in the 23% said they would use a professional because if we go back to the who did the work, we just discussed that about 46% did some or all of the work. And then if you want to add in the people that hired the labor but purchased the material, that bumps the number up to, let's see here. Bumps the number up to 70%. So 70% of people in here, and really 71%, because there's also that 1% that had assistance shopping, but consumer did the labor. So 71% of people were involved in the project, in some element of the project. And of those, 23% wish that they had used a professional. I find that to be interesting. So don't be realistic. If you can't do the project, don't do the project. Like know your limitations. 64%. Hold on, let me look at this here. Okay. Enjoyment. 46% have increased enjoyment after remodeling. 38% have the same level of enjoyment, and 16% have decreased enjoyment. That would be really sad. You put money into a home remodeling project and you have decreased enjoyment. Maybe you're just so fed up with the whole process of remodeling a house or a kitchen or whatever that you're just like, forget this. Or maybe the contractor did a really bad job. That's probably more likely. You have a contractor or perhaps yourself, if you DIY'd it. Did a bad job and now you like it less, that'd be awful. But for the most part, almost half definitely had increased enjoyment. And I'm a little bit surprised that's not a higher number. 38%, same level of enjoyment. That being said, sense of accomplishment, 55% said finishing the project was a major sense of accomplishment, 25% minor sense of accomplishment. So 80% of people feel like they accomplished something when they complete a home remodel. And then 21%, I don't know how we got over 100% of responses here. Most of these tally up to 99%, which makes sense because usually there's some decimals that they leave off. I don't know how we got to 101% here, but 21% said they have no feeling either way. We're at the end. We're actually at the final slide here. So a little bit of a quicker episode. Final slide here. Consumer would remodel other areas of home. 92% said they would remodel more if cost was not an issue. Well, yeah, obviously, like I don't really care for that question too much. Yeah, if cost was not an issue, we would all do everything to our home, We'd make our homes like the Taj Mahal. 4% said they would not. 5% said they don't know. I think that it goes without saying that the vast majority of people, if cost was not an issue, that they would be doing some major home remodels. So I'm not really sure why the NAR worded the question that way. But still, I think they did a great job. That's the only one that I really don't like in the survey. Otherwise, NAR did a phenomenal job with that survey and some interesting results from that. And what I always tell people, you're not typically going to get, when you're doing home projects, you can't expect to get dollar for dollar back what you put into it. Now, house flippers have perfected the science of how to do that and how to get even more than dollar for dollar back. And that's where realtors come into play. We can help you to understand what are those things. And that's why painting, is one of those things. That's why a front door is one of those things. They're cheap. You can get back that dollar for dollar. Kitchen, you might not. If you're going from a kitchen that might be a 6 out of 10 to a 7.5 out of 10, you're probably not going to get back the money that you put into it. If you go from a kitchen that's terrible, a 3 out of 10, to now it's like an 8 out of 10, you're probably going to get back more than you put into it. So there's just little considerations like that. But I hope this was helpful for you guys. Let me know if you have any questions. My contact info in the show notes. Please like, rate, review, subscribe, all those good things for the show, and we will talk again next time.